This week, we've been asking people in the know about investor confidence and what can be done to restore it. William George is an advocate of reforming corporate governance, and he's been honored as a model corporate director. He is the former CEO and chair of Medtronic, a medical technology firm. He remains a director there, and he is also a director of Target Corporation, the retailer, and the pharmaceutical company Novartis. We asked Mr. George whether, had he been a member of the board of Enron or WorldCom, he would have spotted something wrong at those companies.
Well, I certainly didn't sit on those boards, but it's hard to say. But I'm very concerned that the boards clearly did not live up to their fiduciary responsibilities. I do think directors of companies like those, as well as all companies, need to be asking the hard questions about not just is the stock price going up, but how are the earnings created? And ask what goes into the numbers, not just looking at the numbers as reported. Certainly, I would have been asking those kind of questions, and I think most of the directors I know would have been asking, but apparently the directors did not.
But there seems to be a question here as to whether the systems in which directors of boards operate are flawed and should be changed, or whether a lot of directors are collecting fees for going to directors' meetings and voting on motions proposed by management, but not doing due diligence. Which is it?
Well, I think it's both. I think we need some regulatory improvements, but I'm particularly concerned the directors are not doing their jobs, and particularly in cases that have come out in recent weeks where directors have really failed in their stewardship to the investors. I'm a big advocate of having at least half, and I would like to see two-thirds of the board be independent of the management, truly independent. I think boards need a governance committee. They need an elected outside director to act as their lead director and to organize them and to meet regularly without the CEO present to ask the hard questions about how is the company really doing strategically and how is it performing and how are the numbers made up.
You think it would have been helpful to you when you were CEO and chair at Medtronic for the other directors and none of them executives of the company to have meetings without you?
Well, they absolutely did have meetings at least six times a year without me, and I supported that. We had an elected lead director of Medtronic. That person organized the outside directors and asked us the hard questions and also did my evaluation as CEO.
But as CEO and also chair, do you really feel that he was your boss as lead director, or do you think he really felt that you were his boss?
No, I definitely was not his boss. I think all the directors were my boss. I had 11 bosses, so to speak. But I do think we need to separate the role of governance and management. And I think what's happened in many of these very well-publicized failures, there's been no separation of those powers. And the CEOs have pretty much assumed all of the power, and the board has not really done its job.
But there seems to be something odd about the institution of the board of directors as the guarantor of sound management. After all, you serve on the boards of a pharmaceutical company and a chain of department stores. I don't know. I mean, do you feel you're expert both in retailing and also in pharmaceuticals, or are you inevitably less knowledgeable about what's being discussed than the management is?
No, I'm less knowledgeable than the management, no doubt. I don't have the technical expertise that fellow directors and management of Novartis have, nor I do the knowledge of the retail business that the management of Target has. But that's not really my job. My job as a director, along with my fellow directors, is to ensure that there is a sound system of governance, that compensation systems only work to reward outstanding performance, that the audit committee is probing behind the numbers, that when we see the numbers presented, we understand what's going into those numbers, what risks are being taken, and to focus on the strategy of the company, not to get into the operational details.
Mr. George, it sounds from your view of these things that what has been absent at the Enrons and the WorldComs and the Global Crossings is simply due diligence by individuals. You're not describing a systemic crisis.
I'm describing a crisis in which the directors of certain firms have not stepped up to their responsibilities. I think there are improvements that can be made, but it's hard to legislate people doing their jobs. And I think each of us who serves on a board have an obligation to the shareholders to act as good stewards of those funds and to ensure that the enterprise is preserved and built over time, not just trying to achieve short-term gains in the stock price. And I think many firms have gone awry by looking strictly at trying to hype the stock price in the short term.
Mr. George, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
William George sits on the board of Medtronic, Inc., where he used to be CEO and chair. He's also a director of Target Corporation and the pharmaceutical company Novartis.